Welcome to another teaching from Spirit of God Ministries Worldwide. We pray that this blesses you greatly. Here is today's message in progress.
Hallelujah. I just want to share something the Lord showed me during worship. And it's funny, Lori, you said you saw packages. And I just heard the Lord saying that He loves you so much. He said, I love you. I love you, I love you. I love that you came tonight, that you pushed away the cares of the world, that you entered in into my holy place, and that you came to meet with me tonight. I love that you gave me your heart tonight. And I heard the Lord saying that as you sowed in faith into Him, you're going to reap the breakthrough. And I actually saw these packages of seeds, you know, like these the little packages you get at the store of seeds. And I saw the Lord handing them out to each person. And I just heard Him saying, water my seeds. Water my seeds. And it's funny because it was like some of you knew what the seeds were, but some of you, the seeds were like a mystery. You weren't exactly sure when you water it what it was going to grow up to be. But the Lord said, water my seeds. Just checking in to see if there's something else. See, the Lord loves when we come to Him with a pure heart, right? When we come to Him, He knows our intentions. I just hear Him saying that, I know your intentions. I know you mean well. I know that you are for me. In fact, I saw some people tonight as well in worship. And you took a stake, you know, like when a climber reaches the peak and they put the stake in the mountain. And I just saw people in here kind of putting their foot forward and their stake in the ground. The Lord's saying, this is a night that you're going to mark down. Mark it down in your calendar. I have breakthrough for you tonight. Just seeing, I'm working on some hearts right now. You know, I'm seeing some people climbing up that mountain, and it's like you climb up, and then you slide down. Climb up, you climb up, climb up, and you slide down. And it's like, Lord, will I ever reach the top of the mountain? I want to put that stake in that top of the mountain. The Lord says, I know your intentions. I know that you love me. I know that you are for me and not against me. The Lord says, come here, look. I have a different way up the mountain. You see, it's a secret way up the mountain. I want to show you the secret way up the mountain. Is it easy? No. Will it take time? Spending time with me? Yes. Will it take time in the Word? Yes. Will it take time praying? Yes. Will it take time in communion? Yes. Will it take sacrifice? Yes. Will it take making changes? Yes. Yes. But there's no better way. In fact, it's the only way. Come. Come down my pathway. Come spend time with me. The Holy Spirit yearns to spend time with you. He's always waiting. He's always waiting. No, right now I'm just seeing this picture of someone sleeping, and I just see the Holy Ghost just waiting, just looking, watching. You know why? Because he loves you. He delights in watching you sleep. He's just waiting for you to wake up. Just waiting to spend time with you. Just waiting to love on you. We are living in a society that is way too busy. And we're so ingrained in that busyness. We're so ingrained in the go, go, go. The Lord says, slow down. Listen. Be slow to speak. Enter my presence with humility. Don't you know I'm your Father and I'm your God? And I've known you since the beginning. In fact, I've known you since before that. I'm seeing some people going up the trail on the mountain, and there's different pathways off the trail, and some people veering off the path, and the Lord's just gently bringing it back on, bringing you back on, because He'll do anything to make sure that you get the truth if you want the truth. He'll do anything to make sure that He shows you the way if you want to know the way, really want to know the way. But it takes a contending. It takes a contending. No, this is something the Lord was telling me last week, that I think everybody in here has a right heart and has that contending spirit. But there's just some people just wading in the water and expecting change and expecting to grow closer to Him. And the truth is, that's just not how it works. It takes a contending spirit. It takes somebody who's wants to go after it. Lord's just saying, will you contend to see me? Will you contend to spend time in my presence? Will you cut out the distractions of the day? Won't you set aside some time for me? Won't you recognize the lies and the schemes of the enemy and put them under your feet and know who you are? See, it doesn't matter where you came from. It matters who you are and where you're going. My eye stops on those who will contend for me with all that they have. With no gray area. I wish that you would be hot. I just see him turning up some people like an oven. I just see the oven switch just... You receive that? Lord says, boil for me. Boil for me. See, everything else doesn't matter. There's things in the world that have to get done, yes, but it's all really garbage. What matters? Contend for me, contend. Lord says, I'll show you the way. I'll show you where to put your footing to take your next step. I'll show you where to put your hands to pull yourself up, and I will not let you drop, because that's not who I am. There's no way I'm letting go. Over every hurdle, I take out my hand and say, will you take it? Grab my hand. Grab my hand. Follow me. I've made you to rule and reign. I've not made you to hide in the cave. I've made you to step out and rule and reign. I've made you to be a light in the darkness. I'm seeing people reaching the top of the mountain and taking the stake and just I'm kind of seeing you as a lighthouse too, you know, for the people at the bottom. You know, because there's some foggy areas around the mountain, isn't there? There's some places where it's hard to see. It's hard to know which way to go. Lord says, I know which way you need to go. If you'd listen and if you'd see. I have the keys. The Lord says, I have the keys. Contend for them. Seeing the Lord working on some minds in here, working on some hearts. Just tweaking hearts. Hearing him say, as you gave out your love to me tonight, receive my love tenfold. Receive my love 100-fold. Really, all I wanted to do with you tonight is just love on you. I'm hearing the Lord say that he's going to show, this is for more than one person, he's going to show you some systems that you have in place, and he's going to show you that you just need to tweak it a little bit. He's going to show you some new systems that you need to put in place in your life. And I'm talking about your daily routines. It's going to give you some strategies. I'm hearing negative thoughts. That word just came across, negative thoughts. just bind any negative thoughts in Jesus' name. The Lord's going to show you how to think like he thinks. Seeing some people just laying themselves on the altar right now. You know, what's sweeter than laying yourself on the altar and saying, Lord, have your way in me. Burn everything off that's junk. Just wipe it off until you and I are alike. Until we're mirror images. Actually, I saw some people take off crowns. Maybe you didn't know you had crowns, but crowns of, okay, don't be mad. Crowns of, I'm just seeing like pride. And you left them down at the altar, and you grabbed the crown of righteousness. I just saw the Lord smiling at you. Seeing weariness just drop down. Seeing like chains with a lock on them. The Lord's just breaking them off. This is going to sound kind of weird, but I saw like stinky feet. And I just saw the Lord pour his perfume on. Keep on hearing the Lord say, come higher. I have so much to show you. Come deeper. Bless you. Know that I'm with you wherever you go. Whatever you do, I'm with you. I am your strength and fortress. I am your rock and your shield. No arrow can penetrate the barrier I have put up in front of you. No army can come against the angels I have around you. No demon can withstand the truth that I speak over you. For I've made you for a purpose and a destiny. Step into it. I just keep hearing we've got places to go, things to do. We've got places to go and things to do. Will you stay still? Just kind of saw a train go, you know, stop, and it's either hop on the train or get left behind. Hop on the train or be stuck chasing it. I didn't think I'd be speaking tonight, but I hope it blessed you.
Thank you, Lord, for the package from heaven. You know, he saw the Lord with keys, and he said, stay focused and come up the mountain. God has keys for us, but he won't give us keys unless we see them and ask for them. Think about when you were learning to drive. Were the keys just hanging on the hook and you just took your parents' car? Well, some of us did. But seriously, we have to learn how to use the car. And how we learn is we come into the secret place. We learn to enter the place of rest. And we look at the Word of God and say, speak to me. And the Word speaks to us. The Word of God is very important. And Ryan is right on with the season we're in. In fact, as he was speaking, I'm telling you, we are in a season, and I'm hearing critical alert, critical alert, critical alert. And meanwhile, people are busy, busy, wasting time, trying to figure it out. Critical alert, critical alert, critical alert. We are in a season, friends, where we have to get what God is telling us to do and how to do it by the Spirit. Man formulas will not work. We're seeing what happens and what has happened to the formulas of man. Churches are crumbling left and right. Churches are splitting left and right. Man's work, any work of the flesh, is going to burn up. And you may not see it now, but I'm telling you, every work of the flesh is scriptural, will burn up. And God, I saw it earlier tonight when we were worshiping, I'm seeing this tightening of a belt. When a belt tightens, one, you've lost weight, and you are getting fit. Thank you. And God is, this is a spiritual parable. God is trying to get us to wake up and start to recognize the walk of the Spirit. Some people are so accustomed to religion and the way things are in the world that they're missing the train. The train, do you hear the whistle? It's time to get on the train, friends.